It is always interesting to continually verify the Bible narrative through many proofs. No matter how many times the skeptic will try to expose some error, there is always ample evidence to the validity and accuracy of the scriptures. On a recent field trip with the grandchildren, G-Maw and I took two of our grandchildren and surveyed an exhibit detailing a timeline of the children of Israel from the Exodus to the Babylonian captivity. The focus of the exhibit was on a number of artifacts that dated prior to 595 BC. Some of these artifacts had been retrieved from the rubble consequent to the Babylonian siege and destruction of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar in 586 BC. These artifacts had been excavated and the pieces reassembled. Clay pots, figurines, plates, and oil lamps, or dishes as they appeared to be. Among the artifacts were two bullae. A bulla is a seal attached to an official document. These bullae are less than a centimeter in diameter, smaller than a dime. One bearing the name of Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, and the other the name of Jucal, the son of Shelemiah. The scriptures speak of Gedaliah and Jucal as men who heard the words that Jeremiah spake unto all the people, saying, "Thus saith Jehovah, he that abideth in this city shall die by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. But he that goeth forth to the Chaldeans shall live, and his life shall be unto him for a prey, and he shall live. Thus saith Jehovah, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the army of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it." Then the princes said unto the king, "Let this man, we pray thee, be put to death, forasmuch as he weakeneth the hands of the men of war that remain in this city, and the hands of all the people, in speaking such words unto them. For this man seeketh not the welfare of this people, but the hurt." And Zedekiah the king said, "Behold, he is in your hand, for the king is not he that can do anything against you." Then took they Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah, the king's son, that was in the court of the guard. And they let down Jeremiah with cords. And in the dungeon there was no water, but mire. And Jeremiah sank in the mire. Jeremiah 38:1-6. It was by the petition and hand of Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, a eunuch who was in the king's house, that Jeremiah was rescued from the dungeon. When Ebed-Melech went before Zedekiah, saying, "My lord the king, these men have done evil in all that they have done to Jeremiah the prophet, whom they have cast into the dungeon. And he is like to die in the place where he is, because of the famine, for there is no more bread in the city." Jeremiah 38:7-9. 2,500 years has passed. The works of these men have long since passed into the annals of history. Yet their acts and the evidence of their existences by the way of the bullae is just another validation of the truths recorded in the Bible. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of Jehovah, saying, "Seek ye Jehovah while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto Jehovah, and he will have mercy upon him. And to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith Jehovah. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, and giveth seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it, Isaiah 55, 6 through 11.